This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast, the podcast that inspires you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to talk to a young man who is full of the Holy Spirit, and the organization that he serves is called Missions Me. His name is Gabe Ballhorn. We're going to get to know him, find out some of the exciting things that that ministry has done, and especially looking forward to a huge outreach in the city of Los Angeles. You don't want to miss this conversation. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. And Gabe, I'm so glad to talk to you again. You were on my podcast several months ago, and since then so much has happened. And when I found out about this One Day LA, I mean, I was just blown away. And I said, we have to do something about it. And so, you know, there's some background that's necessary that Missions Me has done One Nation, One Day in four Latin American countries, Peru, Honduras, Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua. And now you're doing something in the United States. So why don't you bring us up to date?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be with you today and with your listeners. I am so grateful for your voice and what it means in our generation and for me as in our ministry as we're running and now making an aggressive move towards America. We have never been so excited. So we have been focusing. Really, the primary focus, you know, up until this point was, like you said, was focused on One Nation, One Day events that were outside of the U.S. And through a series of really God-breathed moments, we're now focusing and turning towards America.
And this thing is happening in July. It's called One Day LA, and we want to talk about it. But, you know, I've heard you speak. I've seen your videos. We did a podcast. I know a little bit about your ministry, and it was basically three guys with a heart for God that wanted to do missions in a, how should we say it, a non-traditional way. And somehow you were able to hook up with the president of Honduras. Tell us about that amazing thing that happened with One Nation, One Day in Honduras, and then the results that came from that event.
Yeah, it was really historic for us. We stumbled upon a passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 66. You're well aware and familiar with that scripture, where the prophet Isaiah gives a prophecy, and of course that prophecy for Israel is a manifestation of what can take place around the globe. And that is, you know, can a nation, that question that the prophet asked, can a nation be saved in a day? Can a country rise or be brought forth in a moment? We realized that it is the heart of God to see cities and nations transformed. And so back in 2013, we got together and we said, we believe that the church should be leading in the nation of Honduras. And not, Honduras had gone through a myriad of crises. In years leading up to that moment, it was the most dangerous country in the world. San Pedro Sula, Honduras, was the most dangerous city in the world per capita. Most murders, just terrible statistics. And we got together and we said, let's sit down with the spiritual leaders of this nation, the pastors, the mothers, spiritual mothers and fathers of this nation, and come alongside this president and share this verse with him and talk about a historic moment where we can gather the nation together and be a part of seeing a nation turn and change their trajectory of that nation. And so we sat with him and we said, Mr. President, we have a vision for Honduras. And this vision is born out of Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8. And we want to unite this country for the salvation and transformation of this nation. You've gone through hurt. You've gone through crisis. And he basically said, yes, sign me up. We're in. We're all in. And that next year, in the summer of 2013, we brought 2,000 missionaries with us, chartered a 747, went into every public high school in the nation over the course of 1 week, delivered thousands of people medical care, all sorts of humanitarian efforts. And 1 year later, the president sat down with us again and said, I have nothing but affection and gratefulness for what you and the team brought to this nation. He said, and he said this on camera, there's never been a single moment in our nation's history that was so filled with hope that shifted our trajectory like that moment where we gathered together as a nation under this banner of unity. And it was amazing to see what took place after, through the even statistical change of crime decreasing, homicides decreasing, attended school days. It was really unbelievable.
Well, that is exciting, because really that's what should be the result of the gospel. Too often we don't see a lot of results, frankly. And that's what really impresses me about missions, because you've done it now in three other countries. I know each one was unique, but, you know, it was kind of the same format. Before the podcast is over, I want you to tell people how they can go to your website and even see some of these videos. They're absolutely amazing. The quality is great. The way it tells a story, the way it grips your heart, is just really worth taking the few minutes it takes to watch them. But then COVID hit. And then we started having all this unrest in our big cities, Los Angeles being one of them. Tell me how it came about that you want to do One Day LA, and then also your focus, your format, I guess is a better word, is going to be a little bit different. Tell us about that too.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, a number of years ago, actually pre-COVID, which is just so miraculous about kind of where we're standing right now, and how God ultimately has used this crisis in the last year for his glory and turned it for good, is that we sat with a pastor from Los Angeles years ago, back in the winter of 2014, very known figure in Los Angeles and very humanitarian, benevolent, just a wonderful human being, sat down with us, Pastor Tommy Barnett. And said,
who is a longtime friend of mine and one of my favorite people in the world, but go ahead.
He is unbelievable. And many of your listeners know, of course, Tommy founded the Dream Center in Los Angeles, and they have Dream Centers across America. He sat down with us. He was a part of our first One Nation One Day. And he said, guys, I have never in all my life seen a he said it like this. He said, my son Matthew and I have a dream for Los Angeles. And the only manifestation of that dream that we've seen in our natural lives is what we saw take place in Honduras. He said, would you pray about doing a One Nation, One Day style scale outreach here in the city of Los Angeles? And we had no reference point. But as we began to, you know, we realized early on that when a general of our faith speaks something to us in faith, it would be completely foolish to respond with logic. And so we began to pray into it, and the doors began to open for us in the city of Los Angeles after over several years, and really felt that there was a divine shift for a season for our ministry to be reassigned to America. Again, this is pre-COVID, and we knew 2020, before COVID, was an election year. We know that in election years, especially recent years, election years are very divisive. The church is thrown to the back seat, and racial divide, hate will be front and center. And we were saying these things pre-COVID, unknowing what would actually take place. And so our organization began to shift and focus on let's be a part of loving this city, this city of great contrast, this city that really messages the world. Los Angeles is the media capital of the entire globe. And what would it look like if the church came together and locked arms interdenominationally over many different types of backgrounds, racial backgrounds, geographical backgrounds, denominational backgrounds, and said, we are going to love this city with no strings attached. We're going to display the greatest act of love that Los Angeles has ever seen by the thousands, and come together and be a part of this moment. What would it look like? And so, yeah, the ministry, that's how we arrived at LA, and the components now have shifted the way we do everything, but we really feel that this is, God has turned this pandemic, and he's allowing it to, this reformat to really be used for good. So we're really excited about all the pieces for One Day LA this July.
Well, that's exciting. And why don't you talk about some of the things I've seen the video when I do the newsletter, and that goes along with this, the article that we put online. We'll put links to that. It's not that easy with a podcast, of course, But I've seen it, and you have an outreach to the homeless and foster care children and on and on, which was a little different than what you did in Latin America. So why don't you elaborate on that? And then we want to tell people how they can get involved.
I love it. Yeah. So there's seven initiatives over the course of the year that we set out to do in the pandemic. And so the first one, Steve, was we wanted to transform churches into what we call serve centers. It's too often, and if you ask someone outside of the church, you mention the name Jesus or the word church, they wouldn't, the first word that came to mind would not be typically love, unfortunately. And it's what we were always designed and marked to be known for. The church was supposed to be the change agent, the ones known for love. And so we are working, our initiative number one is to transform churches into serve centers. One of the things that was so miraculous over the course of the last year, especially here in Southern California, is that was one of the only things that churches could do legally before they could open and operate was to be serve centers. So that we're very excited about that. We have hundreds of churches that have signed up across Southern California, across LA and LA County to do that very thing. The second thing was to abolish $47 million in medical debt. This was debt that had plagued people at no more than twice the poverty line in income. And this represents medical debt for 23,000 families.
So how did you arrive at this? In a city that big, there's got to be more than $47,000 worth of debt. I mean, how did you arrive at 23,000 and not 22,000 or 24,000?
Yeah, we worked with a number of different creditors, and there is more debt than 47 million for sure in medical debt. But we said, what debt are you willing to negotiate and what is purchasable? And so we've been working on this for the last year. We worked with other partnering organizations, and we identified there are 23,000 families in the county of Los Angeles that we can purchase their debt. That debt represents $47 million. We've already done that initiative, Steve, which is crazy. We have just completed that initiative, which we're blown away even before we get to One Day LA. And all of these beautiful families are getting a letter in the mail that says, on behalf of One Day LA, your debt has been paid. It's been abolished. And it's unbelievable.
Well, how have you done this ahead of time? I mean, have you been doing, this is pretty major fundraising. You know, I've never had to raise $47 million. How has this happened? You know, I would have assumed that you would have taken up some kind of collection when the thing happened, or it would kind of crescendo and churches would get involved. But do I hear you right saying that the debt has already been paid?
Yes, we just 2 weeks ago got our final commitment. We have been, you know, one of the things I've realized, Steve, is that, and we've realized this as a ministry, a lot of times pastors and different ministries and charities think that they have so much vision but no provision. And what we have found is when we step out in faith and we have a vision that really puts us into the deep waters of really going after and causing us to really lean in from a faith standpoint, provision will always follow that. And so we've been casting this vision and through generous partners and people from across America that have rolled up their sleeves and said, we want to do it on behalf of our foundation. We want to give a part on behalf of our family. And it's just been unbelievable. So yeah, initiative number three has been, and number two has been finished. So we're very excited about that.
Boy, that's impressive. That says a lot, especially as you start publicizing this and people find out about it, to find out that it's already happened. And I know you're trying to get churches involved.
Yes, sir.
You told me that you're trying to get 20,000 people involved. Is that right? And you're having a training coming up?
Yes, we are. Let me give you a couple. I'll go through these other initiatives really quickly. The third one would be for us to attack, as the church, the foster care crisis in LA County. This is something that we set out to do, to give LA's most vulnerable children a safe place to call home. And we're working with the city to do that in a remarkable way. We're also going into the prison systems and establishing hope communities in all 35 state prisons across the state. And then number five would be us really addressing and putting people into rehabilitative homeless care, where they're coming out of a life, a homeless lifestyle. This was leading the headlines. The homeless crisis in Los Angeles was leading the headlines pre-COVID, and it's only gotten worse. And so one of the things, like you just said, you know, how can churches be involved? Well, churches can be involved both here in here in Southern California from a standpoint of becoming a serve center. These are churches that we want to equip. We want to set up to win. We want to have them take on these initiatives. And we've created playbooks and ways that these churches can roll out these campaigns in very seamless ways, very streamlined and effective ways. And then of course, all of that work right now leads up to a men's event that we're having in May. We're calling the men of Southern California to come and be a part of seeing, you know, their families turned around, of seeing, you know, focusing on the men of LA. And finally, number seven would be One Day LA, where churches from across Southern California will join. Team members will come from across Southern California and then across America and even outside of the country are coming to serve over 1 week.
Boy, how can people who are listening, you know, participate as we wrap up this short podcast? And, yeah. You know, I know people will be listening long after the event is over. You know, that's not bad. But before it happens, and especially this week, I want my listeners to forward this to people that they know would be interested, especially if it's touched your heart and you think this is important. We all need to get behind this and help this succeed exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, as the scripture says. So tell us how they can get involved.
Two ways immediately. The first is we have a conference. This is a world-class, some of the greatest voices on the planet. It's a leadership conference that we have that's absolutely free. It's a virtual event. It starts next week, Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th. You can register. It's free. The website is leadconference.com. Just go to leadconference.com. You can register, be a part, hear about the vision, be inspired. This is us giving to leaders and teaching them how to lead in a post-pandemic world. It's going to be for everybody who literally would be in a position of leadership and really want to expand their leadership that's very, very relevant to where we are right now in our world. That's the first way. We have world-class voices, like I said, Pastor Bill Johnson, Lisa Bevere, Darius Daniels, Judah Smith, and Reverend Sammy Rodriguez, many others. We have 15 master's classes. It's a great give back and great for leaders. The second one would be to go to onedayla.com. And be a part of what's taking place this July. July 18 through 24 is our 1 week. We're calling 20,000 team members from across Los Angeles and across our country to come and serve the city of Los Angeles for 1 week.
Boy, that's exciting, and I hope that many people will get involved. So why don't you run this by one more time and even tell them where they can see these videos and so forth, because I just thought they were so great. We need to get out the word on that too. And then, of course, one more time to tell people what they can be involved with and how they can contact you.
Yeah, absolutely. March 25 through 27 is our lead conference, Lead 2021, leadconference.com. Leadconference.com, register, it's free. And then all of those videos, like you mentioned, and being a part of One Day LA this summer is onedayla.com, the number one day, LA.com.
Well, thank you for being on my podcast today. I hope people will share this. I think what you're doing is extremely important. I know there will be a lot of opposition in different ways, but it's so great to see the body of Christ rising up, working together, showing the love of Jesus, because it wasn't a Jesus who said, "You shall know they are Christians by our love." In fact, I think there's a little song we used to sing back in the day that quotes that scripture in 1 John 7 and 8. So thank you, Gabe Ballhorn. I just have so much appreciation for your friendship. Your ministry is really based on relationships, and you guys really live that out. So thank you to
so
my
listeners. Grateful for you.
Well, thank you. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in today to the Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe what you heard today is a good example of that. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.